coming up on episode number 542. It's the first show of 2009, and we're going to welcome you back in style with an all-request show, playing your requests of the songs that you wanted to hear on Coverville. We'll also have the results of the Coverville Countdown Tristan Headphone Theater Contest, as well as Trivia with Tina, Musically Challenged. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is January 6th. 2009. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Welcome to another year of Coverville. Thank you so much for joining me. I apologize in advance if my voice is a little rough tonight. Just getting over a cold. Went to Hawaii for the Christmas break and came back. Fortunately, the day we flew back, I started feeling cold symptoms and didn't hurt the vacation and didn't really ruin anything except a weekend. So I'm thankful for that. Anyway, we got a great show to get to, and all the stuff that I told you about in the opener there. We're going to start things off with a request, actually a dedication. And once I read this email from Jerry from Martinez, California, I couldn't help but make sure that I played this track for the first show in 2009. Jerry wrote to me and said, I'm going to just actually read his email here. Hey Brian, I have a request if it isn't too much trouble. I would like to hear, if possible, Dwight Yoakam sing Streets of Bakersfield. I would love to hear that song, but if you can, could you play some other Buck Owens song? It is in tribute of my mother, who passed away earlier this week. She was raised in Bakersfield and actually lived in the same trailer park as Buck Owens when she was a girl. She and my father both watched Buck break into the music business. In fact, she saw a lot of country music grow up there alongside her. One of her best friends was Merle Haggard's first wife, and she even turned down a dance by Marty Robbins at the old Rainbow Gardens in town. She told stories to me about other singers that she had seen, from Bob Wills to Lefty Frizzell. And I always liked that song, Streets of Bakersfield. From what I knew of it, visiting as a young kid, the lyrics seemed to ring true. Well, Jerry, I'm happy to play this in tribute to you and your mother. Sorry to hear about your loss. So let's go ahead and get to request number one, going out to Jerry in Martinez, California. Here's Dwight Yoakam with his cover of Streets of Bakersfield, which also features Buck Owens.
Something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say careless how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you sit and judge me? Ever walk the streets of
That is Etta James with her cover of The Doors' Light My Fire. You'll find that on the 2000 collection called The Chess Box, featuring the best of Chess records. Before that, Dwight Yoakam with Buck Owens doing their cover of Streets of Bakersfield. You'll find that on the 2004 Very Best of Dwight Yoakam. And listening to those two songs, you might think, oh my gosh, has Coverville changed formats for the new year? Country and slow funk? No, it's just... your requests really is what it is. It's no format change, just following your whims, following your suggestions, your ideas, the things that you called in wanted to hear. By the way, that Light My Fire by Etta James, that is such a cool, smoky version too. Very different from, I think, any of the other covers of Light My Fire I have. And that was requested by Stephen in Timbuktu. So Stephen, thank you so much for that. And then, of course, Streets of Bakersfield is going out to Jerry in Martinez, California. All right. Well, I will do the Audio Engine sponsorship in the next break. So let's go ahead and do the giveaway for the iPod Touch and the EOS Wireless Music System. I haven't contacted either of our winners yet, but basically right before the show, I did the drawing, and in the interest of fairness and interest of disclosure, full disclosure, I received 253 entries into the contest. 226 of those had the correct answer. A lot of people put Smells Like Teen Spirit for the Nirvana song. Some people didn't get the Baby Got Back track. So we had a few people who didn't get the contest. As a matter of fact, I think some of the people actually thought that Baby Got Back was part of the Livin' La Vida Loca. But let's go ahead and go through the answers really quick here. First, the six songs that I wanted you to identify were Lithium by the Polyphonic Spree, originally done by Nirvana, Billie Jean by Chris Cornell, originally done by Michael Jackson, Livin' La Vida Loca, the Toy Dolls, originally Ricky Martin, Baby Got Back by Jonathan Colton, originally Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Will Survive by Cake, originally Gloria Gaynor, and Creep, either by Abney Park or by the Edmund Wells Clarinet Quartet or whatever the... I don't have those notes in front of me. Of course, Creep, originally done by Radiohead. Now, I wasn't picky as far as getting the, whether you put the original performer, whether you put the covering performer, or even whether or not you picked Abney Park or Edmund Wells as the person who covered Creep. For the record, and a lot of people did get this, and if I was trying to be tricky, I would have been a little bit more strict about this, but since the Abney Park version was the only one of the two that had lyrics to it, or had a vocal track, Tristan, of course, was singing along with Abney Park's version of Creep and not with the Edmund Wells version. But those people that put Edmund Wells, of course, they were still in the drawing. A few people suggested that I save this recording for when Tristan gets older, either playing it when his first date arrives or when he gets married or just, you know, when he's having a 16th birthday party or something along those lines. A few people said exactly the opposite, saying, make sure you don't blackmail him with this when he gets older. A few figured out, let's see. Oh no, I mentioned that, the Abney Park. A couple people asked what the song was that I used in the background of this, that kind of slow saxophone or trumpet music was. It was from the soundtrack to Dan in Real Life. It's a track called I'll Be Okay. And I was looking for some sort of instrumental that wasn't going to overpower and be distracting for the lyrics as Tristan sang them. It was a fun contest and something that we'll definitely do again. But so we took the 226 entries, put them all in a spreadsheet, and then used a random number generator to pick two numbers between 1 and 226, inclusive of 1 and 226. So even if you were answer number 1 or the last one, you would have been included in that. We pulled out Rob Martin and Emily Lind. So congratulations to Rob Martin and Emily Lind. Rob was the first number we pulled, so he gets his choice of the iPod Touch or the EOS Wireless Music System. And Emily will get... whatever Rob doesn't choose. So congratulations to Rob and Emily. I want to do more of these giveaways throughout the year. I actually want to do a lot more giveaways on Coverville. So if you are with a company that has items that you'd like to feature as prizes on Coverville in exchange for product sponsorship, please let me know about it. I would love to do more of these contests and get more of this stuff on Coverville. So congratulations again to Rob and Emily, winners of the Coverville Countdown 2008 Tristan Headphone Theater Contest. And getting back to requests here, let's go ahead and get to one from Joe in Boston. He suggested this cover of Radiohead's Idiotech by Obadiah Parker. Obadiah Parker and Matt Waddle, I believe it was, did that great version of Hey Ya, which I was surprised not to see on the Coverville Countdown. But anyway, here's his cover of Radiohead's Idiotech, or Idiotic. EQUE. Let's say Idiotech for right now. You'll find this on their live album, Obadiah Parker Live, which came out in 2007. Here's Obadiah Parker. Thank you.
Cancel though.
The Killing Moon, originally by Echo and the Bunnymen. That cover there by Nouvelle Vague from their 2006 release Band Apart. That one is going out to April in Tustin, California, along with the apology that I played another one of April's requests a while back in 2008, and I credited it to somebody else who had requested that song. I think they had called in with an audio request, and because of that, I completely forgot about April's request for the same song. So I played another one of April's requests, which was right there, The Killing Moon by Nouvelle Vague. Before that, Obadiah Parker, Idiotech, from the 2007 release Obadiah Parker Live, of course a cover of the song by Radiohead. Cough button. All right, Audio Engine USA is the sponsor for Coverville tonight. We thank them for their support of the show. Audio Engine is mostly known for their speakers, but they have a couple of new products, especially one brand new product that is perfect for those of you who may have gotten an iPod, an iPod Touch, an iPhone for Christmas. This is cool. It's called the Audio Engine W2, and it's a premium wireless adapter for audio, for iPod. Now, previously, you had to have one of those Audio Engine W1s, which basically were two USB ports that would transfer audio from one place to another. And of course, if you're working with a laptop or working with something that's stationary, something that's not as portable, then that is a fantastic option, the Audio Engine W1. However, if you got an iPod and you want to send the audio from your iPod across the room to your stereo system, or maybe even plug it in your car, this is the way that I use it. I have it hooked up with my iPhone in my car. And it's perfect for that. It's absolutely fantastic for that. It's the Audio Engine W2, a little brick that clips to the bottom of your iPod. It works for any of the iPods that have the long rectangular port on the bottom. And it sends the audio wirelessly, again, using Bluetooth, from your iPod to a USB connection. And you can, like I said, I have this in my car with USB going into a cigarette lighter USB charger, which is also plugged into my car stereo. And so I can put my iPhone right there on the dashboard and have GPS up there, whatever I want to use it for, but also have music going there and not have to have wires going all across my dashboard. It's really, really cool. And I bet if you think about it, you can probably figure out 100 different ways that you could use the wireless adapter in your situation. Check them out, audioengineusa.com. And that coupon code is still good. 10% off Audio Engine products for Coverville fans using the coupon code COVER10, COVERTEN. And make sure you check them out at audioengineusa.com or just go to coverville.com and click on the link in the show notes. Let's get to the last set of music here, kicking things off with another genre change for the show, especially for this show, going from country to funk to piano, acoustic piano. We're now going to move into reggae territory, and then we're really going to end things differently, but let's go into the reggae territory here with Used to Love Her, originally by Guns N' Roses, a band that you just don't hear enough about these days, with the cover, Used to Love Her, performed here by the Voodoo Glow Skulls, and that's going out to Jim in New Hartford, Connecticut. Here are the Voodoo Glow Skulls. Bye.
6 feet under, and I can't still hear her us.
very much, Jazz Cafe, with all your blood blast, man. And the Dallas Afrobeat on the show is about to rock this shit right about now. We're gonna be selling stuff off stage. Thank you very much for being a wonderful audience. When you do go home, do so peacefully. And enjoy your lives.
That is the Youngblood brass band from their 2005 live album called Live Places, with a cover of Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly with his song. That was a request by Travis in Sacramento, California. He didn't know what version he wanted to hear, but he knew he didn't want to hear the Fugees or the Vicki Lawrence version. He was already familiar with those. So I decided to pull out a little bit of brass funk. And that's going to be kind of a teaser to a show coming up with all brass funk band covers coming up later this year, probably sometime in January, February. So stick around for that one. Killing Me Softly by the Youngblood Brass Band. Before that, Used to Love Her, originally by Guns N' Roses, covered there by the Voodoo Glow Skulls from their album Addiction, Tradition, and Revolution from 2004. Well, Tina is in the Coverville studios here.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome back from Hawaii.
Thanks. It's been a tough return.
It has. Yeah, we've had some massive winds here in Colorado, or at least in our area, blowing shingles off the roof that we're going to have to get up there and replace. We've had it's been tough getting back to work. Yeah, it's been a tough weekend. I've been sick. Fortunately, you've dodged that bullet.
Yeah, Tristan was sick.
Tristan was sick, yeah. So, yep. But I did get a ukulele.
You did.
I got to thank listener Matt in Hawaii, who not only gave me some ideas of places to pick up a ukulele in Hawaii, but also met me for lunch out there. Had a great time talking with him. So, Matthew, thank you for wanting to get together for lunch while we were out there. But yeah, I did get a ukulele. I don't know any covers yet on it, at least none that require more than one chord. Because I know like three chords on this thing. What's this one right here?
Yeah, you'll pick it up quickly.
Ooh, that didn't sound very good, did it? Well, anyway, maybe it's out of tune.
Yeah, it's out of tune.
They don't have Ukulele Hero either for Xbox or PS3, so I can't really practice there. But the new GarageBand that they just announced today at the Apple thing has guitar training and piano training. So maybe I can apply some of those lessons. I don't know. We'll have
Very
to see.
Cool.
But before too long, maybe by the time I do a Ukeville, or an Ukeville, I should say, Ukeville Volume 5, maybe I'll have a song to include on there. Maybe I'll do a Cover Me. That's what I should do, is I should learn how to play Cover Me on the ukulele.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, we could sit here and talk about the ukulele all night long, but why don't we go ahead and get to the reason you're here, which is Musically Challenged. We have two of them again tonight, the first of which comes from someone we haven't heard from in a long time, Anna Burke from Australia. Man, I miss her.
I do too.
She's awesome. She's still doing stuff on the web, and I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes to her website. She's even done a couple trivia things on her website, but it's a lot of, it's mostly just music introducing you to new songs and new bands and stuff that was important to her from a non-trivia aspect. So anyway, let's go ahead and get to her scramble challenge.
Well, g'day, Tina and Brian. How are you guys going? It's a long time no hear from me, but I finally got my act together and have put together a Musically Challenged for the show. Now, I think this is the perfect Musically Challenged for both of you. Tina, it features a lot of songs from the 80s. And Brian, if you don't actually get all of the questions right, then you're actually going to feel pretty good about yourself. Because I am going to play you a song scramble today as your Musically Challenged. It's going to feature 10 songs, that's right, 10 songs. And these 10 songs were recently picked by Blender Magazine as the worst 10 singles ever released. So, like I said, if you don't get all of these right, then you can actually feel pretty good about yourself.
You know,
I bet we will, though.
I bet we will, too. If if we built this city by Starship isn't in this scramble, then I'm going to feel really disappointed. Should we take some guesses at ones that we think are going to be in here?
Yeah, Vanilla Ice's Ice Baby.
Yeah, the Macarena. All right, yeah.
That's a good number.
We better
okay.
get to them. All right, here we go.
So I play you the scramble now. There are 10 songs, and I'm going to count them down from 10 to 1. So the first song you hear will be number 10. And the last song will be the apparently the worst song ever recorded. To save you rewinding, I'll actually play you the song Scrambled twice. Cool.
We learn to live. We learn to give each other.
Oh, this is Madonna.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. Yeah, I don't like this one.
Huh.
Huey Lewis in the news?
Yep.
Run it all. Adult means if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Right.
There you go.
Yep. Oh,
keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Oh, this one doesn't belong in there.
He might blow up and kill this
yeah,
man.
That one belongs in there.
Oh, and before I play it again, you'll need to name the song and the artist for these if you hadn't already guessed. Here is the scramble for you again.
We learn to live.
Is that Paul McCartney?
Learn to give each other.
That isn't, but he
is. The original was, right?
That's not a cover. But yes, Paul McCartney was in that song, but you're not hearing him sing right there.
Yeah, was that Stevie Wonder?
That was Stevie Wonder.
Dang
what was the song?
I know, that's when he jumped the shark.
I think
that's it was before this song.
Yeah, I think it was I Just Called to Say I Love You was for me the moment at which Stevie Wonder.
I forgot. Jumped the shark. I don't know the name of the song.
That's Ebony and Ivory.
Oh,
how
yes.
could you forget?
His type of modern life. It's supposed to be Modern Life by Madonna. Yeah.
Was it called Modern Life or American Life?
Oh, American Life, that's it.
Yeah.
I forgot who did
that
it.
That one absolutely was. You forgot who did that?
Yeah.
Oh, Tina. Give you a clue.
Richie? Not like, is it Nicole Richie's dad?
No, it's not Lionel Richie.
Okay.
Backing vocals were Rick James, but the main vocalist was Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yes. I knew that. Okay.
You got that one.
You know, it's not coming to me. I know the song. I didn't like it.
Oh, holy cow. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin, which really hurt his reputation because he is such an amazing musician. And that song, I guess it had too much of a hook for its own good, or the novelty of the fact that he was an a cappella singer who did multi-layer a cappella. I don't know.
You know, that was my high school senior year song.
No way.
How ridiculous is that?
Oh, geez. I can't even remember what mine was.
Yeah, mine was so bad. It's in the top 10.
See, and I don't think, that song.
Heart of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, Heart of Rock and Roll by Huey Lewis and the News, which I don't think belongs in the in this list, although it is one of his worst songs. I think he's got a lot of great songs that almost should make up for the fact. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I guess if I say that, then we can't put Don't Worry, Be Happy in there either, can we?
That's true.
Okay.
I don't think that song is that bad, though.
No.
If there was a problem, yo,
Vanilla Ice, right. Ice Baby.
You predicted that one.
Yeah.
Partner, keep on rolling, baby.
Excuse me, which is surprising.
Is
that
this Billy Ray Cyrus?
Not yet, it's not.
Okay.
No, that's, I believe, and this may be the one I get wrong, I think that's Rollin' by Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
Which, surprising that the Blender crowd would pick a Limp Bizkit song in the top 10.
Yeah?
Because it seems like that's their genre. Anyway.
You know what time it is.
Now this one disappoints me. because that one doesn't belong in there. That's Wang Chung with Everybody Have Fun Tonight, which is an excellent song, even when you don't count how fantastic the video for that song was.
Well, the video doesn't count.
No, I know, but you know how many...
It wasn't that great of a song.
Epileptic seizures did that video create. All right, Wang Chung, Everybody Have Fun.
So this is the Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
What is that called? See, I've blocked it out.
That's
it was so
good.
Bad.
Wish I could. Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes.
Which when I was a wedding DJ, it was during the height of popularity of that song. So I had to play that song every reception that I did. And I got so sick of that song.
There's some you can't listen to, like Money Money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Billy Idol Money
Can't
Money.
Do it.
Yeah. Boy. Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
Yep.
Can't do it.
That's funny that was the worst.
That's not surprising to me because that's...
Ray Cyrus and Ice Ice Baby were
really bad. But that was the first one that came to mind when she said it was a list of the worst songs of all time.
Yeah. All right.
How did you go with those? Counting down the top 10 worst songs of all time. Number 10 was Ebony and Ivory from Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney. Number 9 was American Life from Madonna. Number 8 was Eddie Murphy there with Party All the Time. Number 7 is Don't Worry, Be Happy from Bobby McFerrin. I quite like that song, actually. So, well, there you go. Number 6 was Huey Lewis and the News with The Heart of Rock and Roll. Number 5 was Vanilla Ice. I'm sure you got that one with Ice Ice Baby. Number 4 was Roland from Limp Bizkit. Number 3, Wang Chung with Everybody Have Fun Tonight. Number 2, of course, was Billy Ray Cyrus with Achy Breaky Heart. And coming in, as according to Blender Magazine, the worst song ever recorded was Starship with We Built This City, which you're listening to now. So there you go. What did you think of those? Did you agree, disagree? Something to talk about at home. But anyway, it's nice to talk to you guys again, and I'm sure I'll be back in the future with another Musically Challenged for you. My name's Anna. I actually have a blog now that anybody interested can check out. It's called The Desert Island Jukebox. And I post songs there every now and then, so come and check it out. And Brian and Tina, see you later.
Thanks, Anna.
Happy New Year, Anna.
Oh, yeah. She sent that well before the new year.
Well, it's now the new year.
Yes. You know what I think? I was listening to her go down the list, it was something you think about with these things is these top 10 lists of the worst songs of all time. You know, there definitely are far worse songs out there. In relation, you know, objectively, there are far worse songs out there. But the fact that, you know, a band that was as great as Jefferson Airplane, Starship,
yep,
turning out something like that, or Huey Lewis, or just looking down the list here, Madonna is a good example. Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
Well, I honestly didn't think that Madonna song was that bad.
Well, you really like Madonna.
Not everything. It's about every other album.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a song that I really like by her that you hate, and I can't remember what that is. But all right, well, let's get to that's. But that's interesting that these things come up, and that was a great one, Anna. Thank
it
you
was.
So much for putting
that was
that together.
Fun.
And it is so cool to hear from her again. So I hope we hear more from her.
Definitely.
Let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenge number 2 for tonight's show. This one comes from JR from Valencia, but he's going to say that. So let's get to it.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California, with another edition of the song title Remains the Same. You know how it goes. Each question has clips from two different songs that happen to have the same song title. You name that song title and the artist performing for your chance to win valuable cash prizes. No, I'm just kidding. There are no cash prizes. But I will say I think this is the easiest round that I've put together, and I predict 100% success rate. So now that I've
Oh, awesome. See, you know, between Anna and him, I think
we're off to an awesome start.
That's right. All right.
next, you guys. Here's question one.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Melissa Etheridge?
It is indeed Melissa Etheridge. The song?
I forgot. Is it about the bedroom?
Oh, it's a little loud. Let me turn it down. I think it's I'm not the only one. No, I'm the only one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, excellent. Yeah,
here's
yeah,
a question.
Yeah. Good one.
What was it?
That's the Go-Go's.
No way.
Yeah. Now, is it? Is that one called I'm the Only One or I'm the Only One for You? Or just plain Only One for You? That was from the, I want to say the talk show album.
Okay.
Only One for You, maybe? I don't know. Okay, so Melissa Etheridge and the Go-Go's with I'm the Only One and or Only One for You.
Two.
Oh, that's Go-Go's.
Yeah, wow.
Is that Vacation? No.
Oh.
No, what was that? Oh, Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh.
No, Tears for Fears. That's what it was.
And what's the song?
I forgot.
Oh, really?
Okay, you know what? I'm on vacation brain. I really...
Okay. It's Head Over Heels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He could have also played Alanis Morissette. But he didn't.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hers is Head Over Feet or something like that. She couldn't come up with
and
enough stuff
the
to rhyme with heels.
And then the Tears for Fears one...
is also called Head Over Heels.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the... You really are on vacation brain, aren't
I really
you?
Am. I was lucky to remember passwords.
All right.
And here's question three.
Oh
that's Tears for Fears.
Yeah,
shout.
Very good.
Whoa.
Oh, I got it right there with that little snippet.
Whoa. Is
yeah,
that
exactly?
What was it? That was one you had to play all the time as a DJ.
Yes. Ooh, except this is the original.
Shout.
One. Yes.
And now for some answers.
All right. That is the one I had to play was the Otis Day and the Nights version from Animal House all the time. But that was the original, which I think is the Isley Brothers, I think.
Well, it better be right because we have to get 100%.
Yeah, we better. All right. So I'm going to say the Isley Brothers and, of course, Tears for Fears. I like the chaining he did on there.
Yeah.
Song title one was I'm the Only One. The artists were Melissa Etheridge and the Go-Go's. Song title two was Head Over Heels. With that one, we had the Go-Go's again and Tears for Fears. Head over heels, where should I go? Can't stop myself out of control. Head over heels, no time to think. Something happens and I'm head over heels. I never find out till I'm head over heels. And song title three was, of course, Shout. With Tears for Fears and the Isley Brothers.
All right, there you go.
Good job.
Let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on. You know you make me wanna go. Take my heels off the ground. Throw my hands off the ground. Throw my hands back.
Yeah, the Otis Day and the Nights version. Obviously more polished. Better for weddings.
Yeah.
So
that about wraps it up. Hope you guys had fun. See
absolutely.
You next time.
Thank you, JR. Wow, two great musically challenged bits
yeah.
to bring in the year and two slam dunks.
I know.
By you and I. So thank
we
you.
We needed
good job.
It.
We didn't need that. Excellent. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for joining me. Joining us. You know, thank you, Tina, for coming down to the Coverville studios for this.
You're welcome.
And also thanks going out to Tristan for his support and his work on the Tristan Headphone Theater for the Coverville Countdown Giveaway. And congratulations again to Rob and Emily for winning those prizes. All right. We will be back on Thursday, I believe, with a Fred Neil cover story. Now, if you don't know who Fred Neil is, you might recognize a few of the songs that I play in the show. covers by Billy Bragg, maybe the, but it should be really cool. So that'll be Thursday, and then back on track with all request shows, an acapella show coming up this month, because I need to get to that. I haven't done one of those in forever. Who else do we have? Oh, Magnetic Fields, a Magnetic Fields cover story coming up this month. Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, and Bob Marley in the next few weeks. So if you've got requests
Dolly
for those,
Parton, huh?
Dolly Parton, she turns 722, but she still she still looks like she's 30. She looks awesome.
She's probably
61, 62.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, no, I'll know by the time that rolls around. Oh, actually, yeah. 1960. No, never mind. I don't have it written there. Okay.
Okay.
So that's gonna do it for what's coming up on the show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.